Well, this morning we have a guest joining us. We're going to talk a little bit about a seasonal issue, the flu. Dr. Ojas Raval is in with us this morning. He's a family practice physician at the Cass County Memorial Hospital. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Very good, thank you. Healthy so far.
Well, you and I both, but we'll see.
Not everyone's like that, unfortunately. Doctor, you've been with the hospital now for just a few months?
Just a few months. Started at the end of September. Really started seeing patients kind of at the beginning of October.
Now, you're from Iowa?
Yeah, I grew up in Fort Dodge and went to undergrad over at Iowa State and all the med school in Des Moines and residency in Des Moines as well. And then after residency, just moved to Atlantic to start practice here.
Excellent. Well, we're glad to have you here. Well, thanks for coming in here this morning, too. Well, we want to talk a little bit about the influenza that's going around. We're hearing a lot more about it this year, and there are some issues there with the vaccine. Of course, it's the time of the year we're all together in confined areas anyway.
Absolutely.
So we run into some issues and things there, too. Doctor, I wanted to start to talk a little bit about the symptoms and things, because we misuse the word flu quite a bit. It's kind of our catch-all word. Every time someone's ill, we call it the flu. But
absolutely,
the flu is serious.
Well, absolutely. Every time anybody comes in with any illness that's upper respiratory infection, whether it's a runny nose, a sore throat, or even sometimes a stomach ache or just a stomach bug, they say, hey, you must have influenza. And so sometimes we have to address that and make sure that we have correct diagnoses and correct, you know, perspective on which ones are actually influenza.
So what are some of the differences then from just the common the common things that we get this time of the year, cold and things like that?
Well, that's the question of all questions is how is a parent or how is anybody supposed to differentiate themselves as having influenza versus having just a common cold? And easy things to think about are, with a cold, you're still able to function. Everybody's had that, you know, a couple days of just not feeling well. You might have a cough, a runny nose, or sore throat for a day or two, but usually with some over-the-counter medications, you're able to kind of get over it, or even without any medications, just get over it. Influenza is a little bit more persistent, and you're more or less down and out for the count. You're not exactly eating or drinking well. You have pretty high fevers, and just to make sure everybody knows, a fever is characterized with a temperature of 100.4, so 100.4, and it usually has body aches, some sort of dehydration. You're just not taking enough in, as well as fatigue. You're really, really done and out. You're not wanting to watch TV. You can try to sleep, but you're just kind of cycling in your head, and also your appetite's down quite a bit. So it's just like a stronger version of having a cold. You'll kind of think about it and say, okay, this is worse than usual.
You can plow through with a cold, but with the flu, it's going to affect your routine.
Right, and it'll be quite a significant drop in your routine.
Now, those are just noticing some symptoms and things. To actually know whether or not you have the flu, what strain, what needs to happen next, you need to get to a doctor and be diagnosed. When should we seek treatment?
In a few circumstances, I want to talk about the populations that get affected the most, and it kind of is on the two opposite ends of the spectrum, either the very, very young or the very, very old. Usually kids below the age of 4, namely below the age of 3, and in the babies and young, you want to watch out for a kid who's just not eating or drinking the way they should. If you see a drop in their urine output, if they're not going to the bathroom as often, that's a huge sign that says, hey, kid's, you know, quite a bit dehydrated, want to make sure he or she is doing better. And the last thing might be kind of simple, but if they're just not playing, you know, with any cold or cough or just kind of a regular upper respiratory illness, kids are usually still kind of, yeah, I'll watch SpongeBob or I'll play with this. But with influenza, they're usually more sick than that. They're not usually wanting to do those things. And as well as in grandparents and things like that, you want to make sure that, hey, are they able to cough or get rid of their secretions? And if not, they're usually in the same boat of, you know, they can't cough anything out as well, and they're really tired. Even maybe they might be confused, or, you know, changing how they are behaving can be a pretty big tip-off with, you know, having some of the symptoms of fevers and body aches in mind.
Mm-hmm. What happens if someone does feel like they have symptoms of the flu and they do decide to go seek the advice of a doctor, maybe get tested? What would happen to them at that point?
When they get the symptom set to go get tested, I think it's important to go within the first 48 hours. And the reason being is that the medications that you could potentially get put on require that you don't have the symptoms for greater than 48 hours. After 48 hours, the strains have kind of already set up shop in your body, and only time can eliminate the influenza virus. But before 48 hours, if you're feeling like, okay, this is much worse than a cold, it's important to be seen because the medications we can potentially give you can reduce the severity as well as duration of being sick with influenza.
Absolutely. Well, if someone does come in to seek treatment and is diagnosed with a strain of the flu, what happens at that point?
At that point, we get together and we say, you know, how sick are you really? If you're, you know, a 35-year-old that's doing fine, but, you know, you're just not feeling well, but you've been diagnosed with influenza, you can opt to do nothing. Mm-hmm. Oftentimes, the influenza will run its course and medications aren't necessary. But if you're, you know, a little bit older, potentially have a smoking history or some of the such where you might not be able to get all the secretions and gunk out of your lungs, then, yeah, we can start treatment, you know, right then and there.
At what point, if someone is diagnosed with the flu, at what point would they be able to start thinking about going back to resume their normal activities?
A very good question, because oftentimes that's what you get phone calls for in the clinic. Like, hey, you know, I was diagnosed with flu. When can I go back in? And there's two basically guidelines that say, you know, when you're still shedding the virus or when you're contagious to others, is that one, you look at how long you've been having a cough or kind of expectorating the virus. And it's 24 hours before you started having the cough and then 24 hours after it stops. And the second aspect is with the fever. How long have you been feeling like you've had a temperature greater than 100.4? And it's 48 hours after you no longer have a temperature, which is not reduced by like Tylenol or ibuprofen or one of those medications.
Okay, very good. Well, there are a multitude of ways that we share that virus this time of the year, any virus, because we're so close together in confined quarters and all those kinds of things. I know the vaccine, it might have some issues. I know there was some morphing of the mutating of the virus after the vaccine was formulated for the United States, so there might be some holes here and there. But is it still important to get the vaccine if you haven't?
Oh, absolutely. And the way the vaccine, you know, works is that some period of time prior to the flu season, the government gets together and says, okay, what are the most common strains to likely be there? You know, what were the ones that were last year and which ones are kind of coming into themselves and which ones are growing? So based on their kind of guidelines or best guess with what's going to happen, they create, you know, large amounts of this vaccine. And the toughest part about a vaccine is you never know when it works or it doesn't work. You just know when it doesn't work and you get ill with the flu. So you never see the benefits of, you know, how many strains you've actually potentially, you know, never had an effect of because the vaccine you had stopped it from even starting.
Sure, sure. So, and it's still plentiful. You still have plenty of opportunity to get out and get that vaccination if you haven't yet.
Absolutely. Okay. It's still there.
And there's still plenty of flu season left.
Still plenty of flu season left.
Unfortunately, we're still looking at that. Well, what about just things we can do in our normal lives? You know, we talk so much about the simple things, washing your hands, covering your coughs, things like that. Those are all important, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. The two easiest things, and people say them so often, is, hey, wash your hands after you're, you know, doing a few things. It's even okay to do that a couple times a day just to kind of reset your hands because, you know, every doorknob, every, you know, chair you sit in could potentially, you know, transmit some of this stuff. Not saying you should wash your hands after every little contact, but just a couple times a day, it's okay to do so. And the second thing with coughing or sneezing, it's important to go, and it's, you see it so often, but people sneeze and cough into their hands, but then their hands just, you know, you shake hands with people or do something, and that easy way to get it transmitted. So we always recommend sneezing or coughing into your elbow because you don't really use that to, you know, talk with others or anything. So
I think people would be just absolutely shocked if they followed themselves around all day and watched everything that they touch, everything that they do. You know, it used to be we'd write with pens and pencils. Well, now we're hacking on the same keyboards
exactly
that other people just did. You
exactly
know? It's amazing how many times we share germs with other folks in the normal course of. It's just unfortunate we're closer together in the winter and the cold months than we are in the summertime.
Oh, yeah. Between Thanksgiving and Christmas, the holidays, everybody's always together and it's cold and just how it is.
And I think that has something to do with the fact that school's in session during that time, too. Kids are all closer as well.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, if there were one or two things that you want folks to remember about the influenza this season, what advice would you give them?
A couple things that I would definitely recommend doing is that don't wait too long. I know that if you have the symptoms kind of starting, it's better to come in early and be evaluated rather than just kind of wait and hold out. It's a simple thing for me to say, and you know, it's a lot harder for people to actually get through because, you know, there are expenses with going to the doctor and things like that, as well as, you know, the time it takes. Can you get your kids out of school? Can you, you know, do these things? So I definitely recommend being tested, and always I recommend getting the influenza vaccine early on. I know people are saying, well, you know, so many people are getting the flu. Yes, they are, but we never see how many people aren't getting the flu from, you know, the vaccine and how it prevented so many strains from actually kind of taking over and causing a lot more people to get sick.
Take the glass half full approach.
Exactly.
All right, very good. Well, some good important stuff, and if they do have any questions, they can always call the local doctors, the local hospital here, and find out a little bit more, get themselves checked out. It doesn't take that much, and I know some of us are guys, and we just don't want to do that if we don't have to, but well, I tell you what, this stuff can happen in a hurry.
Absolutely.
Very good. Well, Doctor, thanks so much for coming in. Appreciate it. And again, welcome to Atlantic. We're glad to have you here.
Thank you very much. I'm very glad to be here.